Some advocates are worried about a change in how New Jersey will pay for mental health care services. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman has more.
Payments for Medicaid services are going up by more than $120 million in New Jersey, thanks to a combination of state and federal dollars. Overall, providers now get higher reimbursement rates than before. But the state is also switching from a contract system to a fee-for-service model, which has advocates worried. Robert Davison is the executive director of the Mental Health Association of Essex County in Montclair. He says mental health is about doing auxiliary work, like reaching out to a patient who's missing appointments.
There's a lot of time working with families and with systems and transportation. So in the fee-for-service model, that auxiliary stuff is not going to be reimbursed.
He believes organizations like his will likely have to reduce staff because they won't have the revenue to support them. Davison says his biggest concern is that the system will work better for healthier people who can make all of their appointments because organizations will have more of an interest in pursuing them.
So my concern is that the system will shift towards people who are healthier and who are willing to be served.
Ellen Lovejoy, a spokeswoman from the Department of Human Services, says that the fee-for-service system makes sense because, quote, state resources are being expended on the actual provision of services. She adds that the switch has been a long time coming and was developed in concert with providers. Lovejoy says rates were increased to reflect overhead, training, productivity, and staffing costs. Other states like Maryland also use this model. The new system will go into effect in January for some agencies and then in July for others. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.